Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, and more. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we will share actual lending and credit scenarios and today's feature subject of cashing out of receivables. This was a busy week in both international and national news. The Singapore summit was really cool and gives us hope for a future of peace. Then, the Federal Reserve increased Fed funds rate by 0.25% to a target range of 1.75% to 2%. Just a year ago, it was 1.25%. How does that affect you? Well, it affects you by virtue of any credit you have that is variable in rate, such as credit cards, equity lines, anything that's tied to the prime rate, and even mortgages that are adjustable. It will affect you. The Fed wants to keep a lid on inflation, and what we saw is an increase in rates to do just that, kind of tap the brakes a little bit, if you will, as the economy seems to be ramping along very well. Here's some actual current lending scenarios that have come across my desk recently. I have a widow who is on a fixed income with an equity line that the bank will not renew. That's not that uncommon. I've come across this more often than not. Bank lines, when they do come due for the equity lines, they're asking them to be closed or paid off, requiring that the individual refinance. So it's not a very large loan, but the payments continue to go up as prime rate goes up. We just talked about that with the Federal Reserve increasing their rates. So the home also needs some renovation, but there's no capital available to help out with that either. So she's kind of in a dilemma. Do I sell or refinance? She doesn't want to move, and she can't qualify for a refinance with her current income, but she does have lots of equity. She can't refinance, and we've said this about other shows that we've had on there. The ratios don't work for her limited income, and she has a difficult time proving that she would be able to meet those ratios based upon her debt load. What we ended up doing, we said, let's put on a reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage has no monthly payment. She still has to pay for property taxes and insurance, but that's minimal. If her payments are $500 a month, that's like a $500 a month increase in her monthly income. So that was beneficial to her. And there's also cash available for the renovations that she wants to do and bring it up to current standards, if you will. So problem solved. Not a bad solution for her. Fit really well. Also got another referral from a realtor with a client who wants to purchase 10 acres through a 1031 exchange. A 1031 is the tax code, IRS tax code section 1031, allows you to exchange property for property and defer your capital gains into the new property. It's a tax advantage when you go from, let's say I buy a new home, but I've sold my old home and I want to transfer it to the new one. You really don't do it with homes, but you do it for investment property that have capital gains and depreciation. Well, the 1031 exchange fell through, so now he doesn't have the capital to buy the 10 acres, but he still wants to go forward with it. It's a great property for him. Has a barn on it, no home. He plans to put on a modular home once he owns it. Well, the financing available for bare land or even with a barn or anything else that's not a residence, it's very, very difficult. For this individual, there's a couple of solutions or options that he has. He could do a bridge loan on the property that didn't that fell through. His 1031 exchange is property he owns, and he can borrow against it and finance his purchase. That's one option. And then he can also do what's called a cross-collateralization with the seller, so of the 10 acres. So the seller takes back a note themselves for, say, 70% of it, but they cross-collateralize it not only with the barn and the land, but with his other property that he was selling. So it gives him two pieces of property securing the same loan, and that's what cross-collateralization is. Other sources might include a credit union or a local bank for his financing in that scenario and for that transaction. If you have a question or a scenario you want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com and click the Contact Us tab, or give us a call at 805-686-2321. We'd love to help you with that and share your scenarios and hopefully provide a solution. Okay, now show me the money or the credit, as the case may go, for this show. Let's get to the heart of today's program and pull back the curtain on cashing out with discounts and factoring. You might be asking, what does a credit connection have to do with receivables? If you have a receivable, you've also extended credit. As soon as you've done the work and you send an invoice, you've extended credit to that individual. Do you have a service or product you sell? Does someone owe you money for that service or product? Did you carry back financing for the sale of a real estate or a business, a home, another asset, whether it be a boat, an aircraft, or a car? If you have a business, chances are you have receivables and credit allowances. I was a consultant to a company that had me waiting 60 to 180 days for payment of invoices. I wanted to be their consultant. They wanted me to be both their bank as well as a consultant. Didn't work out very well, as you might imagine, so we soon parted ways. Just didn't work for me to carry them for 60 to 120 days. You get scared thinking that if I push for a payment, will they no longer be a customer? I got news for you, folks. They're not really a very good customer anyway, if they're carrying you about 120 days or such. Fire them. So what? You can fire a customer. That's not unheard of, and you're really not, if all you're doing is wondering if you're going to get paid for the additional work you do, just go find a better customer. It's not that tough. You expect to be paid if you do work or provide services or goods to that client. So don't be shy about it. This past week, I was talking with Dan Burrell, a previous guest on our show, and he was telling me about a customer who operated a business services, actually landscaping, and he had over $80,000 in receivables and was strapped for cash to make payroll and other purchases. The $80,000 was about 3 to 4 months of revenue. How could you solve that problem? Well, later that day, I spoke to another friend of mine who operates an appliance repair business, and he had a similar issue with a person who needed a new hot water heater but didn't have the cash to pay the upfront cost of materials, much less labor and profit. So how can these companies stay afloat without using their own credit line? And why should they finance the customer? They are not in the business of financing. So this is why I say it's so important to keep track of your receivables and keep on top of that. Don't get me wrong. Some businesses must offer financing to increase sales. Auto dealerships, for example, you're not expecting people to come in with $40,000 cash to buy a car. So they're going to offer financing. The same's true with the large appliance manufacturers or furniture stores, other big ticket items. Even Home Depot has credit cards that they offer. Jewelry stores, they all offer credit for additional sales, and that's the objective of that credit that they issue. But I guarantee you, they're charging for it. Remember Norm at Cheers? Go back to that sitcom, Cheers. Norm would always come in. He'd get a beer, But he never paid for his drink. I don't know if you ever noticed it. He never pulled out a wad of cash to pay for his drink. It was always put on the tab with Sam. Well, I've got news for you. Sam was financing his drinking. And maybe they squared up, maybe they didn't. But sometimes you do it for sales. Other times you do it for accommodation. But whenever you do it, you're extending credit. I remember asking my friend who was in an equipment leasing account manager who viewed countless financials. That's all the guy did was look at financials day in and day out. And I asked him what were some of the common threads to the successful businesses. He said really without any hesitation, he preferred cash businesses like cleaners, dry cleaners, laundromats, car washes, bars, and other businesses that had little or no receivables, mostly all cash businesses, because they weren't always strapped for cash. They had their payables, cash businesses. It was just that, and they weren't carrying people or extending credit. So what are your options if you do have receivables? Lots and lots of options here, and we'll go into that. The best way that I can think of for these types of services, whether it be the appliance guy or the landscape, offer credit cards. Let people pay you with a credit card. And that way they put it on their bank. That credit card is their credit, not yours. And you can open this in a number of ways. And believe it or not, people don't mind paying with credit cards for these types of things. Why? Because they get reward points, rebates, and airline miles on all their purchases. They're okay with that because there's a benefit to making that payment. They know they're going to pay you anyway, but they can't pay for 30 days. So they put it on a credit card. The credit card will, they'll pay that in 30 days' time. And so that works out well for folks like that. It's really simple to set up. Without a merchant account, you can use PayPal, Square, and many others to collect for these services, particularly on a routine or monthly basis. Works out really well, and it's so simple to set up. It's also a very low cost to use. It's a very small percentage, and usually you can find a dealer or a provider that doesn't have a large transaction charge for each time you you utilize it. It's like I said, it's great for repetitive billings such as rent. Let's say I own an apartment building. I'm happy to take everybody's rent on a credit card because I get paid on the first of the month and my mortgage is going to be due in 4 days. So I'm happy to do that. Rent or fixed services, gardening, housekeeping, anything that you pay on a routine basis or the services you provide that's routine, you should put on have a credit card acceptance so you get paid. The money goes right into your account, and then it's up to them to pay the credit card or the provider of that credit. You can also offer a quick payment discount. Let's say that my bill is $200, but if I pay within the next 30 or within the next 10 days, you'll offer a discount of 3%. Hey, people love to get a discount. You're giving them a deal, and that is an incentive to pay soon and quick by giving them a discount on what you're owed. That's above and beyond. So they're going to be looking. You're going to be looking good to them in that fashion. The other way is to charge interest on invoices with the age of 30 days or more, as well as late charges. So if you give them a discount, that's kind of the sweetener, okay? If you're going to charge them interest or late charges, that's the club. You hit them over the head, you can do it. You can come nicely, or you can come, you know, I can beat you over the head to get there. So those are a couple ways that you could do to get rid of those invoices. Don't offer services to customers with past invoices, okay, or past due invoices. If somebody, if you're doing housekeeping for somebody and they owe you for 2 months of worth of work, why are you showing up the third month if they still owe you? I guarantee you that if your house doesn't get if their house doesn't get cleaned, they're going to ask you why. You tell them because you haven't paid me for the previous 2 months. They're going to either catch up or drop it altogether. So you're better off now than going 3 months without getting paid and learning that the following month. So my objective or my suggestion there is stop offering the services until they catch up. It's just that simple. If they don't want to catch up, they're not going to be a very good customer to deal with anyway. You might as well cut your losses and move on. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to receivables and your options.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 34130937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing cashing out of receivables and options available to improve your business's cash position. What are some of the options for receivables we've discussed so far? Accept credit cards or PayPal or Square for collection. Quick pay discounts, so you reward the folks for paying quickly. Charge interest and late payments. That's the punishment for those that don't pay on time. Cut off services and see if that doesn't get somebody's attention to get paid. And then we were just going another route here is factoring is another way to cash out. This is a process of selling your book of receivables to a bank or collection agency. They may take a significant discount depending upon the quality of the receivables that you offer. To determine the quality, basically it's the age of the receivables. So are they 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or greater than that? Not much different with the collection agencies who will buy these types of assets, bundle them up, and do the collection for you. But again, you're going to take a pretty good discount for doing that. Other collection techniques include mechanics liens on property. So if I've improved somebody's property, let's say I'm a painter and I've painted somebody's home, I can put on a mechanics lien if I don't get paid. And most people that have property expect that, actually. And you'll have a priority of payment if that property is ever sold. So you may not get paid this week, but you will get paid in the future. And that's what a mechanics lien is. It is a lien on that person's property. That, or you can set up a payment plan that... if they're so far behind that they're going to take more time to get out, make sure that payment plan includes options with interest, late charges, all that, and the exact term of how long it's going to go on. A well-pinned letter from your attorney to your client might help. It's what we call a little motivational letter that the attorney says that you're maybe having, you may take it to a legal action if you must. And then that is another solution, is small claims court, depending upon the size of the amount owed. I think small claims tops out at about $10,000. I don't think you can sue anybody in small claims court. And if you go above that, then you're going to be talking about an actual lawsuit and in superior court. So You could also ask for collateral. Like the mechanic's lien, you put a lien on their property. Well, you might do that if you're a pool builder or solar installation. A mechanic might take collateral on a person's car. Same's true with a towing company. You're not getting paid. Maybe you can get paid that way by putting on a lien or ask for that collateral. Now, what if your client is the government or a government subsidiary, say like a utility district or transportation department or something along those lines? If they're slow paying, you can put terms in your invoice and you can charge interest. It just has to be detailed in your invoice that you are charging interest and or late payments. And if they're slow, you can also factor those receivables. But as a government agency, the receivables are probably excellent for factoring because there's not much of a discount. You're pretty assured that they will pay it even though they're slow. And if you need cash, you can get that pretty quickly from a factoring with very little discount. Not much of a discount required for that type of client. And that's true of, it doesn't have to be government. It could be a large corporation and somebody that you know is going to pay, but they're just slow in giving it. So far, we've talked about receivables for goods and services and how to collect on them sooner. But what about a note receivable or from the sale of property or business or an asset that you've sold and you've taken back a receivable or a note for that? If you have that note and let's say you've sold a home and you've taken back a note for it, a trust deed, and you're 3 years into it, but you need the money today. How are you going to get that money out of that note when it doesn't mature for, say, another 5 years? Number of ways to do that. You can sell the note for a discount. So what would that entail? Well, say you had a trust deed for $100,000 and it's paying 5% interest and it has another 6 years to go. What is the discount and who is the buyer? Well, the buyer of that note is going to tell you what they're going to discount it for. So instead of $100,000, let's say they're prepared to give you $85,000. So that tells you what your discount is on that capital, even though it's due in that period of time. So you might have to get a haircut on that $100,000, and now you're only going to net $85,000, but you've got your cash. There is a company that deals in those. It's called Secondary Wire, and their website is secondarywire.com, and it's kind of an eBay of notes and trust deeds. So if you've got a note that you've taken back on a property and you want to sell it or you have a need for the cash, you can go there and they do those exchanges. Another opportunity is to offer it to the person who made the note. For example, if I sold that home and I want to get my money, who better to go to than the person who's paying me the money? And let me tell you why. If I'm going to get a discount on it, and he knows, or let's say the buyer knows that he owes me $100,000 and it's due in another 6 years, he might be motivated to give me $90,000 today, which is $5,000 better than I just got from the other person doing the discount, because he's going to get a good deal. He's going to think of it as I got this property for $10,000 less. At the time, he didn't have the cash, and that's why you carried the note. But today, 3 years later, maybe he's got enough appreciation or he's come into money through an inheritance or who knows why. But he'd buy that note for $10,000 discount, and now he'll pay you $90,000. And he can do that by even refinancing his existing debt, first and second, if he's got one. And that might be a great way to discount and get cash out for that note. Well, let's say you don't need the $100,000. You have a $100,000 note, but you only need $20,000. Do you want to really take a $10,000 discount to generate $20,000 in cash? Probably not. So there's another way to do it. You can hypothecate this note this receivable. Hypothecation is whereby you offer the note as security for the sum or partial interest. For example, I can pledge that note with the bank and says, I'm going to give you my $100,000 note that's been paying for the last 3 years, but I'd like to borrow $20,000 against it. So you're going to pay them interest out of what you receive. For example, if I need $20,000, I might offer somebody 50% of the payments. Well, we know the payments on the $100,000 at 5% is $5,000. 50% is $2,500. The investor who gives me the 20 grand is now earning 12.5% on the advance of money that he's taken, that I've taken out of the note. And I can either secure it with that note or just tell him that, you know, when it pays off, he'll be paid his $20,000. So that's another way. These techniques can be used for any note receivable, such as land or real estate. Remember my earlier example of the land sale contract and the seller carry. I've even had a seller carry a note on a fishing boat for a down payment of real estate. So there's all kinds of ways to make this work. Many people get rich buying and selling trust deeds from private parties. The point is that if your receivable is an asset and can be converted to cash, be careful to maximize your assets with prudent credit policies, because the receivable you create is an extension of credit to someone else. Once again, we're out of time. Hope you've found some information and value today. If so, please share with others, family, friends. If not, keep it a secret. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get to them on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.